As the show notes correctly write, the following episode is a complete waste of time and everyone is advised not to listen to it. However, if you're going to refuse to take this advice, you might as well have a copy of the Kuntres Soed HaMesholish, which is out of print. It will be easier to follow if you have a copy. You can get one at the link in the show notes or go directly to bit.ly/HaMesholash, all lowercase, HaMesholash. Enjoy. Called Kuntres Soed HaMesholish. Soed HaMesholash literally means the secret of the triangle. It was published clearly under a pseudonym. Right? It says, "Hu pilpul b'nin es purim liyashiv kama dvarim al ofanayim." Ofanayim is a bicycle. "Ede ofanayim is galgulim bo berure halacha vodin yonim." Based in the Kil Kedosha Flatbush. I don't think this is a real person. The Chambera Sefer Penine Penina Ashas Art Scroll. I don't believe there's really such a Sefer. And it says that it's a second printing, although I never saw the first printing. Yotze La'ar Bahotza Chadashim Sukenes. Ubagufa Kunches Yeshafti Al Kol HaSogos. Apparently, this when it originally came out, this Kuntres, there was a lot of opposition to it. And there was a Rav in Borough Park named Moshe, what's the last name? Vleitzin. Yeah, I think Moshe Vleitzin is not a real name. And he says he has a lot of tinus. That's what I'm saying, copyright OU, it looks a little bit like some kind of parody. And let's see, he does explain, or she, I don't know, does explain a lot of fascinating yonim. We're going to skip there's an introduction here, which anyone wants, they could read on their own. It's very clever. There's a lot of wordplay in it. Let's go straight to the questions that the Mechaber, I'm going to call it the Mechaber, even though it says Penina, deals with. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam, Shekol Miyavarim. L'chaim. All right, so let's start from page Aleph. Hinei nispashei taminug b'Yisrael shebechag purim ochlen hamantashen. There's a big custom that Yom Purim eat hamantashen. V'avonas ha-makar la-minug hazeh osugya chamura ma'od. What's the pshat in the minig of eating hamantashen? Ki afal pishal huskar b'megillah. Right, hamantashen is not mentioned in Megillah. It's not Shulchan Aruch either. Nasis ki ikri ikrim. Right, it's one of the main things after wine, I guess. Hamantashen, right? Wine and what else? What other foods are a staple of Purim? Pineapples. If anybody can figure out what pineapples really have to do with Purim, I don't know why. What?
Seeds.
Okay. Upashtus emla keshel aneshel Purim. Okay, v'atam ha'karav v'yosel pshatu. What's the most reasonable pshat? Which even you ask a child, they might tell you, shachilas hamintashin niskano k'neged hakova, hat belaz, right? A hat that Haman had. Haman had a triangle hat. So Haman levishev tzurz m'shulish k'hamintash. Aval ein tam zem avar called sarko. That doesn't really answer the question. V'dayin tzarech bir. Ma bekach shahay Haman levish kova b'tzurz m'shulish. Who cares that Haman had a triangle hat? So what? Lama tiknu chazal min chadash avor zeh. Why did that lead to a new minug of eating hamantashen? In Israel, they call it Oznei Haman. And in fact, in the phenomenal illustrated Haggadah called Purim Shpil, the Gadi Palak, so he draws Haman with these like ears that look like hamantashen.
Yeah, yeah.
That also would need a pshat. What it would have to do with his ears? Okay. So this is going to be like a pilpul, which is going to explain what the purpose of hamantashen is. All right, here we go. So Eis Aleph, he says, Yodua hadavar, well known, Shehaman machar es atzma l'mordechai le'evet. Right, that's a medrash, that Haman and Mordechai were both leaders in an army, in the Persian army, and Haman used up all his resources, and Mordechai was more strategic, and one thing led to another. Eventually, Haman sold himself to Mordechai as an Eved. The Eved Kenani Dino Kedin Yehudi L'Rav Dvarav. Right? Anybody learn Kedusha in Halacha is that if a guy sells himself to a Yid as an Eved, the Eved actually undergoes a partial conversion. The Mishnah says, and it's a Mishnah, that Eved Kenani is chayev b'mitzvahs ki'isha. It's chayev in whatever mitzvahs a woman is chayev in. So he says, That's why he had a black hat. It doesn't say fairish, but it was clearly black. Shalavisha's kaiva homi ikri adoski. Everybody knows that wearing a black hat is one of the fundamental mitzvahs of the Torah. Right? Anybody who grew up in Brooklyn knows that it doesn't matter if you went to yeshiva, it doesn't matter if you're a murderer or a drug dealer, as long as you wear the black hat. The guy who wears a colorful yarmulke and does Torah mitzvahs all day, he's a bum. Right? A pasha. So there's a hasagi here from Rav Leitzim. He says, "Lo yarv, lo zar, ve'inu mochrech." I don't agree. Ki yesh lefarish atan shelav hashama nekovem nei she'evich kanani chayv mitzvahs ki isha. Alkeno yechayv lechasos saro. He was covering his hair because the eved kanani is chayv mitzvahs like a woman. Shuva. So Rav, I don't know what to call it. The mechaber says the tipshus nara. So obviously that's foolish. Right? If you're trying to talk serious over here, and he comes with this foolish stuff. Right? It's pashat that Gabi gender-based determinations that the gender of the Eved Kenani is, if he's male, is a male. How do you know if he's male? It's already complicated. It used to be easier to tell. Now it's harder. Okay. It comes out really Haman was Jewish. By the way, this person is pretending that they were mechavan to it. I think Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshit says it. He says that that's what it means. Yehudi. One of the things that made Haman mad is that Mordechai told everybody that Haman is Jewish. So it says, Yehudi. People think who means, yeah. It's a well-known, okay. Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshit, by the way, is the master of these clever Purim Pulpulim. He said a lot of them. And they actually quoted a lot here. Oh, here it is. Look, Od Raya L'Dvareinu, another Raya to what we're saying. Mimaymer Hanishne B'Shem Reb Yonason Aibshit Zatzal. Reb Yonason Aibshit said the following: Sheni BeEster Rabba Shaninu Haman Min HaTorah Minayin Shenemer HaMin HaEitz. Is it Esther Rabba? I thought it's a Gemara in Cholin. I don't know. I have to look it up. But right, there's a famous Mimer Chazal. What's the hint to Esther to Haman in the Torah? It says in the Parshas Bereishis. Hamin ha'etz, right? Who's this? There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronting Adam. He says, did you eat from the tree that I told you not to? Right? Hamin ha'etz. Now, that means that you have to read it Haman ha'etz. That's what he's saying. So Haman is what? The Eitz Hadas. What was the Eitz Hadas? Nobody holds it's an apple, right? All the pictures, guy say it's an apple. It was not an apple. Different shitas. I think that's a Gemara. It's for sure in Brachas Daf Mem or so. We learned it together once, Penny. Right? So it comes out according to that Shita. That Haman was wheat. Now, what does that mean? Haman was wheat. Now, very interesting. Now this is Pasha, this is explicit in the Psukim. If you follow along in the Psukim, you'll see actually that much of the story of the Megillah actually took place on Pesach. Right? Tzevach Shov, he said, think about it. Yom HaShlishi Shah Tainis, Yom Yud Gimel Nisan, by Nigzar Agzera. The Gzera was made on the 13th of Nisan. They fasted 3 days. Ubalailahu Nadash Nasa Melech. That night, it says, was a night that they couldn't sleep. And the next morning, Haman is giving Mordechai a ride on a horse. Ubezem of our Rabbeinu Zatzal says Rabbeinu Sinaimshitz. That's the time Shezark Olav Bito Atzisa the Beis Akise. Right, famous story. What happened? That they're passing underneath, and Haman's daughter took a receptacle and upended it. Right? Why? It says Pashat Shari Meseches Psachim Isa Shehamotze Chametz BaPesach Kaifa Lo Masakli. Right, it's a mission, I think. If you find chametz on Pesach, what should you do? You should take a right, throw a pot on it. Exactly. Right, so it's beferish. So it's Rebbeinu Sinaibshitz. That's what she did. Now, since when is Haman's daughter being mekayin mitzvos in Pesachim? Right. So it must be that Harei Lecha Raya Barura. We're in the third to last paragraph. Penny, maybe you can show what we're up to. Shenaga bito shel Haman das Yehudis. You see that Haman's daughter kept halacha. Vatam pasha lefi mashik asafti. The answer is simple. According to what we're saying, Shemishpachas Haman hayukulim avadim kenanim chayavim mimitzos. Haman's family were actually required to keep mitzvos because they were sold as slaves to Mordechai. Okay? So far, so good. So what does this explain? This explains why he had a hat. And now we know the color, of course. Yeah. I'll just mention parenthetically that... I shouldn't record this. That's already a side topic. Okay. All right, so now we know why he's got the hat. So now we have to see Beis. Oh, I'm sorry. Ulam, Tzaraf Bir, right? Lama haya kova shalhamam tzaraf mishulish davka. Up to Beis. Okay. Oh, Tzaraf Bir. The second thing that needs explanation is like this. Sheve perek elu mitziyais. Gemara above a mitziyah, daf chaf gimel ama Beis. Mavor. She basar shubetzuras mishulish imoch shash basar shenasalam in ayin. Right? That if you have meat in the shape of a triangle, there's no problem. Rosh and Salman, could I trouble you to pass me a Gemara above Mitzia? Because it's a little bit important. Thank you. In fact, if you open the Gemara and turn to the Gemara, you'll see that in Rashi, there's actually a diagram of a triangle. Let's show everybody. See? The triangle. See? That looks like a triangle. Yeah. This Gemara appears in two places. The other place is, I'm not sure, there's another place where there's a similar diagram. It's either in Bay or Cholin. Can I trouble you? Maybe it'll be easier to pass me from the top shas. It's a very small shas. Bay and Cholin. Let's see which one is. I forgot which one. Is it there? I might not be there.
Here's a Cholin.
Okay, I'll take the Cholin. Cholin da. Sadi hey on my base. Yeah, it's in bed. Okay, so I'll take from the large shots. Is there a bay, like the fourth one from the bay? Now, this Talmud Chacham who wrote Hagos on this kuntres, which I don't have that copy anymore, pointed out an interesting thing. He said that if you look, the triangle in Bav Metzia is pointing down, right? Mm-hmm. And the triangle in the Beah is pointing up.
Very like the Vinci Code.
So if he said the reason is if you overlap them, you get a Magen David. Right? This was the... They couldn't print the Magen David in the Shas explicitly, so they printed it in the Tzina.
This is now the Purim. Yeah.
No, this is very serious. Of
course. Yeah. Half of the yeshivas in Europe are in the Zerachim.
Yeah. So meat that's in a triangle doesn't have a Shash Basar Salam and Ayin. That's what it says. It said you have a problem with Basar Salam and Ayin. So Rav used to cut it in a triangle so that he would have a simen. While Heter Zeh Senchana Oilam Shaisen Kraplach. He says that's why. That's the heter to eat kraplach. Why? What's the problem with eating kraplach? It's always basar nesalam and ayin. Right? Because you close the meat and then you don't see the meat. So all kraplach really is basar nesalam and ayin. So he says, Alkeinu yisemesa kraplach b'tzuras mishulish. That's why the minig is to make kraplach in a triangle shape. Because if it's in a triangle shape, there's a heter to eat it even though it's basar nesalam and ayin because you have a kasha. So you ask the obvious kasha on the whole minig of eating kraplach. What's the whole reason for the Isser Bashan Salam and Ayin? Because a guy, actually, the Gemara says you have to worry about animals. Well, let's say a guy. It might have switched it for treif meat. Right? What does it help to make a triangle? Why? A guy can't make a triangle, meat into a triangle? Now, here is where he starts saying things which it could be it's not true. It could be this is part of there. He says, a mukhrach, and we'd have to test this. He says, she'ena goyim michayim lasas mishulish. It must be that goyim actually cannot make meat in the shape of triangles. Now, that sounds strange. So he says, let's see, he makes the following claim, which we'll have to see if he's right. Veinza dachok klal. This is the weakest point of this pilpul. It's not so shvar. Why? Shreim enam avinim shneat stodim shalashtiko reb chayim. Go explain a piece of reb chayim to a goy. And it only has two sides. How you haven't explained the three sides of a triangle to a guy. This is something that to us it comes naturally, but to a guy it's not so easy. That's why the country is called the secret of the triangle. Asayda Mishalish. Shalomdei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Eich Lasos Kreplach. Mashalomdei Kol Torah Kula. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai learned the entire Torah, including this idea that Kreplach have to be a triangle. Val Kain Ein L'Goyim Chelik Menachlam Bayi. Kedi Yisak Torah B'Goyim Al Tamin. Pashen. Yeah.
This is all from the Baal.
Yes, this is this person. It's Sudanus. It has a name, but it's a pen name, clearly a pen name. Unless somebody's going to come out of the woodwork and say I was the one who did it. But okay. And in parentheses, he says, "Mizat tamnami ena goyim yichel masas chalant." Also, that's why goyim can't make chalant. Guy tries to make chalant, it always fails. Shesoid asiyasa gam kenim solamayshim yisinek. The shina b'sefri. It's a medrash. Zachar zat chalant shabalal shishi. It's Friday night chalant. The Thursday night chalent. Shomar is a chalent shabbat l'shvi. Shomar is a Friday night chalent. Laman yenuach is a chalent shabbat l'shabbos. Mais yumas elo is left over. It's a sifri. Ofize bepashtes yesh lo aniach shahaman sheyehudi kamavur la'el haya b'yada yaseir mishulish. Ah, so now we're getting to the crux of the matter. It comes out like this. We already proved in Aleph that Haman was Jewish. Haman had a halacha of a Jew. And we already proved that the whole eitzah, the whole heter to eat kreplach, comes from the fact that goyim do not make meat into triangles, and Jews do. When we call Malkim, he says in the parentheses, nisbar adayin hatam shalavash kovak b'tzur kazu. It still doesn't explain the relationship with his hat. Ayin l'kamam, we'll see soon. Okay, so on this, there's a long hasaga from the Baal HaSagas, from Rabbi Vleitzim. Hasaga. Ein haber hazanachan. That's not the correct explanation. I agree with you on this idea that to make a triangle, you have to be a chacham. Yisrael shalom din tayra misbareres mislabenes daitam. I can send you a PDF. You don't have to.
I would like it.
Yeah. So you sit and learn yeshiva, you become sharp, right? Everybody knows the yeshiva guys, they go to law school, everybody hates them, right? Because already from when they were young teenagers, they already learned how to sit for like a few hours and concentrate. And all the other guys have never sat for more than 5 minutes, right?
They learned how to argue.
What? They learned how to argue, yeah. So he says that's why you learn how to do these things. Mashen kin goyim shenem laimdim. Right. Also, by the way, I went to yeshiva in Brooklyn. Everybody knows the yeshivas are top notch. So I took trigonometry. I passed trigonometry. In the public schools, who passed trigonometry? Nobody. Right? He says, I disagree with this idea. It comes from just being smart. It's not Torah. It doesn't come from Har Sinai. It's kreplach is not from Har Sinai. Where did he get his triangular hat? Yeah. He didn't go to yeshiva. Okay. Haman was extraordinarily clever, so he was able to do it. So if that's true, so then all kreplach is aser because maybe a pikech did it. So he says in parentheses, right? Chazal aren't chayshish for something that's not shchiach. She'inam shchichim. Not often that you come across a clever person. What's another raya that he was smart? Shemitam ze asa etz gavaya nun ama. Right, it says he made the gallows 50 amas high. Why do you make 50 amas high? Show your day how the isav mesechs bav and basra. It says in Bava Basra, "Machikin es anavelim in ir chamishim ama." This is right. The Gemara of Bava Basra. It's part of the zoning laws. It says you're not allowed to keep a dead body in the city. It has to be 50 amos outside the city. So what did he do? He said, I'm going to keep it 50 amos vertically outside the city. The Dover Zelo Badisi Milibi, I didn't make this up. Kain Omar Harav Rabbi Yonasan Zatzal. This is also something that Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz said. Okay. So this is his Asaga. His Asaga is this whole idea that the triangles come from the Torah and Kreplach come from the Torah. It's not true. Tshuva answers the Mechaber. B'zeh hitman esa emes l'haysef hevel. That's a play on words in Hilchah Shabbos, right? He's hiding the truth and Muftachani Shla Omra Hagain Zatzal together Purim Tyra. He says, I don't think Rav Yonasan Eibshitz meant this seriously. I think it was Purim Tyra. Why? Ki a cheshbon ain't a meduktuk. It's not really exact. Sharia eitz arko nun ama. if it started off as 50 amos, dalmine achelik shetzarach l'shako b'karka. First of all, you have to stick it into the ground a few amos. V'gova ha'adam anitla, the person who's hanging from the top is hanging down. V'nimsa shenavela inam rochak chamishim. He's not 50 amos away. V'nimsa shel haya hama pekeach yosem imcha. Comes out, Hama was no smarter than you. Okay, this is already, he's getting personal. I don't know if that was appropriate, but that's what it says. The adaraba, mitunach ochiach. Mitunach is an expression, Gemara says, or Shana. I mean, from your argument, I'll prove the reverse. Shahaman hayatipish. Why? Ki hatama muva besvar makdashim la'erich eitznan ama. What's the reason, what's the real reason that Haman made the 50 Amahai gallows? Who shekiven Haman lewat persume misa, right? What's persume misa? Oh. He wanted everybody to see that he was there, right? The hainu shekala am yiru Mordechai leitz. He wanted everybody to see Mordechai on the tree. V'lasik adaitei mishnah mefareshes. It's a fairish mishnah. Rishon mesechta sukkah. What's the first mishnah mesechta sukkah? Sukkah shigvay me eser mama psula. And what's the reason? Right. V'atam de begavi yosemi eser l'shalta ina. That's what it says. Gemara says, "Leman yedidar seichen ki besukas eshavti bnei Yisrael." Higher than 20 amos, people outside of people's visual range. So in Mela, nobody's going to see Mordechai hanging on the tree. So what was Haman thinking? He was wrong. Here in parentheses, he says very clever. He says, "Ul modina al emes." I have to agree. I have to admit that this there could be an answer to. Shebezei yeshloimer dini leel kasafti shenokta bita shal Haman ladina kach manda amar desvile etzad aschita hava. Before I told you that Haman's daughter paskined like the Tana that holds that the Eitz Hadas was wheat. Now, really, there are a lot of shitas. It's a shita that was esrog. It's a shita, it was, what are the other shitas? Grapes, right? Tena, right? Many shitas. Yeah. That's Rabbi Yehuda. V'ulai, he says, maybe haya kabbalah bidei mishpachas Haman lasis b'chol makim k'Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe their mesorah was to follow Rabbi Yehuda. And then what would that answer the kasha? Because in the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah and Sukkah is actually Machlekes Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. This is Kasher Hu. So that could be the answer. Yeah, the Goin HaMagia, who's not here, that I just remember what he said. He said that the Gemara says that by Defanis Magia Soschach, the Shita holds its Kasher. The walls reach the Schach. So it could be, all right, this is already for somebody who's holding the Sukkah, it could be this different terms. Okay. I have another tain on you. Sharia Taisis Babav Mitzia Sham Kasu Shall Yehudi Mummer Tsarach Oid Simon Alabashnis Almenayin. Did we learn this briefly? No, we didn't. We're in Yerday up to Kuf Yud Zayin, and this is in Kuf Yud Ches, which I think we're not going to do in our Miskaris. I think we're going to do Chala next, just in case. Is it okay with you? I think Chala will be good. Okay, so it says there that you need two Simonim. Vein Lismachal Mesholish. According to me, I understand. The reason why, if it's a Jew who's off the derech, you can't rely on the triangle is because he's Jewish, and all the Jews have this Messiah, how to make a triangle. And then again, you have a problem with Basar Shin Asalam and Ayin. The Chayshin and Shiasahu Gamke Mesholish, Viachdienu, the Basar Trefa. Al Didach, according to you, it's Shver. Hare Lelamat Taira. How's he going to make the triangle? I'm going to tell you another thing. First, you tell me Haman didn't learn Torah. Before you finish, halach Haman li yeshiva. This I never saw. Okay. There's a hagan this from somebody. It says like this: Kasav al zeh harava gan nechbat sina veikahara mashechem itzel kel ari shebechabura shekel bezrasa eitz aris. This is obviously a hint. He doesn't want to name the person. I know who it is. It's a big Talmud Chacham. His name is Bitzalel Aryalev Israel Tenenbaum. He lives in Lakewood, and at the time that this kuntras originally came out, he wrote a shtickle hagan it also. Clearly this made the rounds and everyone had something to say on it back in 2000 when it first came out. Hanoida l'tehila l'chol katzei tevel. It's well known to all the butchers of the world. The gam l'sheikh de menachrim, also sheikh de menachrim, known well. Shani writes of Ilam Shmoy. He says, I want to, he'll remain anonymous. But I'm telling you who it is. V'zelashayne. This is what he said. Ham ayim akuntras yikshal ikush yachada chada. And they have this one sharp question. If the secret of the triangle is only known to Jews, meaning, how's there another word in any language besides for Hebrew for a triangle? Okay, this is a little bit of a silly question. You could say Aldasa Rava Masig, Rav Leitzim said the Pichim in Umas Gamkin Yechen Lahavin said Mishulish. That they were clever people, even among the non-Jews. Good. Misha Kosova Sefer, Shmay Nimtza by Targum Shal Kol Tevis Laz. What was his name again? Webster. Webster was a smart guy. Dictionary of Laz. Pikeach Gadol Hoya. Yeah. Ach Ein Zay Nochin Lam Chabres Atzma. Shuv Chashafti. This is all what he's writing about. She'en Kan Kush Yeklal. She'shayach She'yoydim Kol Umayis. She'esh Dover Shmay Mishulish. Rak She'en Miyodim Eich Lasoys. Okay. Could be everybody knows there's such a thing. They just don't know how to make it. Okay. Now, with these three hakdamas, we get to the crux of the matter. Almost, actually. L'fi hanal yivor gamkein akush yuha atzuma. Im Haman haya avdoi shal Mordechai. If it's true that Haman was the eved of Mordechai, lama lo nishtabit bo Mordechai v'lo kafo lavad. Why didn't Mordechai put him to work? Why didn't Mordechai leave him as a free man if he was really sold? Right? I think, is it a medrash or not? Or Gemara that says that the shtar was on his shoe. I remember seeing such a thing, right? That Mordechai would stick out his shoe. Yosef Kasha, also, I have another Kasha. Kishachashverish mochar Yehudim Lahaman. When Achashverish sold the Jewish people to Haman, Lamalotan Mordechai should call Mashakana Evid, Kana Rabbi. Right? He should have said that you sold the Jews to Haman, but I am the owner of Mordechai. So Mela, I'm the owner of the Jews. A saga. So on that, he tainas this based on a sugi in Kedushin. Akushya zelo kashamidi. Sheish loymar, shachashverish hiknam lahaman al menoshe in l'rabu rishuspam. The Gemara says there's such a thing that you could give. The Gemara has a basic question, if I'm not mistaken, maybe even the Mishnayis. It says that Eved Kanani is yaitse bekesef. Eved Kanani could go free by paying the Adon money. So the cash is, how does the Eved Kanani ever have money? Right? So there's two shitas, I think. One shita says that a third party has to pay directly to the Adon and say, I'm giving you the money on behalf of the Eved. And this is what's known as Din Eved Kanani. It comes up in Hilchos Kedushin as well. Right? This we learn that the husband doesn't not have to be the one to give the ring to the Kala. Very romantic. Somebody else comes and says, but another time, I forget, it's Machlis Tanoa maybe, says that you could give money to the Eved and say, I'm giving to you on the condition that that this doesn't transfer to the ownership of the... So that would be the answer. That could be what Achashverosh did. By the way, I think Rabbi Yonasan Abshitz himself has a vart on this, which is coming to my mind, so I wanted to mention it. He said that Esther said, Leich Knosses Kal Yehudim. So what does Knoss mean? To penalize, a Knas, right? What would be the purpose of a Knas? So he says, there's a Mishnah, Mishnah Ksuba says, Kol Makam Sheyesh Mecher Ein Knas, Kol Makam Sheyesh Knas Ein Mecher. It says that, I think that also might be Rabbi Yehuda, that says that when there's a Knas, there's no sale. It's in Elinaris, you remember this?
The father can sell his
right. Right. So he said that since it says, Kinim Karnu Anivami, so Mordechai wanted, Esther wanted to override the Mecher, so the Institute of Knas, it's called Machin Sheish Knas in Mecher. So they asked on him that Knois is with a Kuf, and Knois with a Kaf, and Knas is with a Kaf. So he answered that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could read the Megillah Baal Peh. If you read it Baal Peh, doesn't really make a difference. I mean, it's not really true because there are those who can distinguish the pronunciation of a kuf and a kaf. But most of us, yeah, it's a palatal sound. Okay, so the tshuva he writes, lo sam liba v'halach shitaso akum. This is all in his crooked ways. When yochachti kvar shahaman haya tipish, achashver shayyosi tipish. I think this is befer, it's machlekes in the Gemara, if Achashverosh is melch tipish or melch hacham. The Eskilasos king. Okay, now he finally gets to the crux of the matter. Now he's going to explain, why did Haman have this triangular hat? This was actually a Mexican standoff, I think it's called. This is why Haman had his triangular hat. By the way, what does it mean, Svar Mekdashim? Well, you ever hear a drasha, somebody says, it says in Svar Mekdashim. If you just, this I would like to go over with you. In the Hakadama of the, just behind the Sharblat, it says, Letzumas Lev. It has this like poetry there, right? Look what he says. Achosei v'reyai dana de'bechibur adok kayamna. In this sefer, I fulfilled min hagadim in kadmana, the minig from early times. D'chol d'lo yadana, that any time I don't know, mekarim dvarim ana, the source of the things I'm saying, v'shem k'doshim, svarim k'doshim yakum. I'm going to call it svarim k'doshim. So you know, somebody gets up at a shevrach, say svarim k'doshim, that usually means they heard it on Torah anytime somewhere. They do not. They don't remember which sefer it is, whatever it is, so they call it svarim k'doshim. This is just
sure
a klal.
The machaber of this kuntros meant for this to be laned in the niggun of Akdamas.
Probably. There's a lot of that makes sense. Yeah. Probably. Then he finishes. It's very interesting. He says, this is in hard Aramaic. If you're going to have a kasha on any of my words, sivlech yena, get wine, ushisena, and drink, tachzer zimitli sai, do it another three times. Basar kasa reviyasa, after the third cup, tavin kula kedabai. You'll understand everything. Very, very, very clever.
Wait, and we don't know who this is.
We're not sure.
We don't know.
It's like Arkas Sadiqam. Yeah. Exactly. Might be a Rishon. It might be maybe from the Hanan. It's
right.
Possible.
But we know all the people who commented on it.
This made the rounds in, like it says, 5760, which is 2000. Made the rounds in 2000. Then it fell into obscurity a little bit.
There was a rumor there was a famous marathon runner from BMG that might have been involved.
That's possible.
I think he once
met
the Olympic trials at this.
Could be. Now, Svarim Kedoshim says, Shashtar shel mechiras Haman hayo kasav nalo shemordechai v'yamarei olahaman. So what did he have? He had this star on his shoe, and he would show it to Haman. Kavanasa hayo lo idiyai. He was trying to show him, shebiyado l'shtavid bai, I could put you to work for me. You're sold to me. I have a document. I'll take it to court one day. So what did Haman do? Kenegdo laman havash. Lavash Haman Kova Mishulish. Therefore, Haman had the triangular hat. La Ayem al Mordechai. He had a threat. Shemishtabi bo, you're going to do that. Yigal elachol hagoyim hasod hamishulish. He's going to give away the secret. Lo yuchlo yehudim lechol kraploch. Now, like we mentioned before, the whole heterti kraploch depends on this secret remaining in Jewish hands. Kim yedu hagoyim eich lasos mishulish. Shuv ain't simon al baser. Commission is bar lael, and all kreblach are going to go back to being baser nesam lion. L'chein lo nishtav l'mordechai. So that was the standoff, much like the Russians during the Cold War. Each one had a weapon against the other. Va'afilu achre mechiras yehudim l'ratzalitim kol shekana. Now the question is, fine. So Achashverosh sells all the Jews to Haman. Says you could do with them whatever you want, which meant to kill them. Right at that point, this mamish pikuach nefesh. He still didn't say why. Shamar, he said, tov. It's better to die and to be able to eat kreplach than to live and not be able to eat kreplach. Right? So Rabbi Vleitzim writes over here, "Kol anus chalusha metzina lach, ki miyamusu eich yochlu kreplach." I understand. If you're dead, how do you eat kreplach? Tshuva. Hevel avolam akol hevel v'chiyata kofar b'schar v'inish. V'vade yesh kreplach v'olam haba. That's pashut, that's the answer. It was a silly question that the person even thought that would be a taina. Okay, so how did this story have a happy ending? Right, what happened? The hachi v'hachi, over time, nitznasa b'Mordechai nitzatz shel etzav toshia. Mordechai had a light bulb moment. V'tziva le'Esther, and he commanded to Esther shetagid la'chashverosh shamanu avdai v'chol shekana. The whole story, really, Haman is his eved, and really, kol shekana eved kana rabo. B'nimsa shekol ha'yehudim. all the Jews, v'haman b'socha, mechurim heim lo Mordechai, they're all sold to Mordechai. Aval ritzayin elaham esrak haman. Right? He wants to fulfill this gzeira, but just there's just one Jew he wants to kill, Haman, u'mishpachto, and it's v'chal Yehudim yichyu. Now, what happened to Haman's threat? So here he says a very interesting hara. Ahasuerus is not going to let any time go by. Why? If you watch the story of, as the story of Megillas Esther unfold, you'll notice that Ahasuerus was impulsive. And whenever he wanted something, he wanted it done right away. On the side, it says, Kemoshe Kosov, Vayevahel as Tamrukeha. Right? What does Vayevahel mean? Vayevahel means like, what? Yeah, it was like 1 hour delivery. Yeah? Haratzim Yatsu Dechufim Midvar HaMelech. Right? He made a gzera. It says they sent runners under pressure. Move, move, move. Maharu es Haman. Right? Hurry, get Haman for me. Maher Kaches Alavush. Right? It's the middle of the night. Achashverosh tells Haman, go get the horse. He says, Maher. Everything Maher. Vayavhilu lahavias Haman. Says they pulled Haman, Vayavhilu. Right? V'lachin yasar ha-paitam b'piyot asherheni. If you pay attention, the asherheni, which we all say at the end of, after the Megillah, it says, Bikesh lahashmid v'nishman mehera. He wanted to destroy, and he was destroyed quickly. Right? Why is it important that he was destroyed quickly? And if he would have been destroyed slowly, so? No, the answer is because the fact that it took place quickly was the secret of the salvation of Klal Yisrael. Oh, so in the parentheses he says, "Ulezichren zayis na'igim l'spal b'chipazon b'Purim." That's why there's a minhag to daven very fast on Purim to remember this miracle of the Mehira. K'deishal yom Achashverosh la'Esther la'bal dvarim didiat. Now, why Achashverosh should say to Esther, "I have nothing. I have no din or dvarim with you. It's Mordechai." So therefore, Nasan Mordechai LaEsther Shtar Harsha. So there's a halacha that you can give, like a power of attorney. Mordechai gave to Esther a shtar, which gave her power to carry out anything on his behalf. Shabo Hirsha LaEsther Balusa Bahaman. Now, how do you know that? That's already not so clear. It's pretty explicit why. Shebetchila, it says, Nasan Achashverosh LaEsther Beso Shal Haman. Right? After Haman was killed, it says Achashverosh gave Haman's estate to Esther, Zahi Al Piashnar, Shkol Nechasa Shal Haman Shalah Yiyu, Umiyad, some Esther is Mordechai Abes Haman. Pasuk later, Tupasukim later, whatever it is, it says that Mordechai was put in charge of Haman's estate. Ki Be'emes Haisa Shal Mordechai, Lo Kibla Esther El Ali De Ashnar. Bekachaya, Kachava, it says, Kamavura Kol Inyim Megillah, Haman Nitle, Vesoda Mesholish Nitzola, the secret of the triangle was saved from the Goyim and Eskayim Ahetel Echol Kreplach. V'ha'ir Shushan Tzal V'samecha. Good. V'lachein Omrani. That's why he says, now getting back to the Haman Tashin. Tiknu Chazal. Sha'yehudim yochlo Haman Tashin B'purim. She'im B'tzuris Mesholish. They should eat Haman Tashin a triangle. L'zichrin ha'nes shal kiyuma shal soyda Mesholish. V'akol osi shaper kaftar o'ferach u'gvios. Okay, so that's his answer to the minig of triangles. On this, there's a big taina, which this already seems like a good taina. Says the Masig, Hasagal Dvarecha, Ye Yoser Nachon Lesakin Lechol Kreplach, Shemekar Anes. By the way, there are people who eat Kreplach on Purim, I think. But he says, why is the mitzvah Hamantashim? Why isn't the mitzvah Kreplach? V'lo Hamantashim, Shem Ben Basar, most Hamantashim have no meat, right? V'od Shemashav Toichan, In Nisalm and Ayin, they're not fully closed. Tshuva. It says, also Cain, Kadesh Tia Hekera, Shane's Al Takana Darabanan, Vakrapelchem Daraisa. They wanted to make a hacker. They do that very often. Va'id Kivnu Kadesh Yishla Tinukas. Also, so the children should ask.
30 days before Pesach.
Avla Noyagim Gamlechel Kraplech Bapurim Vande Shaper Avdi. Of course, that's appropriate. That's fine. Ve'ilon Lashanis Mimin Hogam, Kikim Shaychem Shneyan, there's a hacker. Vande Ike Hekera. Va'rav Hamasik Kolich Bechoshech Hashkog Harishaina. The person, the Hasaga here is based on the original mistake. She'kosav l'el she'kreplachem d'rabbanon. So if kreplach is d'rabbanon, then you don't have this chiluk that kreplach is d'rabbanon, is the raisa and hamtash d'rabbanon. Okay. So this is the shtickle Torah. On this is one last Haggah from Rabbi Tzal Aryeh Leib Israel. So let's read it. Hine. Harav agon nechbad sinu aikar harim ha'sheichem sel kel arisha b'chavura she'kel b'ezrasa it's eres. I know you'll tell all kinds of tevel the gamma sheikh of Nakra. Shani writes of Elam Shmai. Not Varucha Vishalf Ita Shenis. He pulled out his pen one more time. Now I understand something I never understood. Bias over here means a stanza. Right? So they hung up his children and his possessions. Right? Which is shver. I never thought about what possessions. Yeah. It's shver. By the way, Tosis says that they were decapitated. That Haman's children, they cut their heads off with a sword and then they hung them up. Why is that important? Right? He starts talking about everything he owns, all his Bitcoin and all his whatever. Okay? That wasn't so hard. Now I have a teretz. According to this country, it's very good. We had nothing. And that's even part of the nes. That's what we say, right? Banav kinyanav, hainu efes, nothing. His gaiva was put to rest, and his galal kol shevet haya, because it came out, everybody found out that he was just a lowly slave. Tam v'nishlam. This is the Shekel Torah. There's a lot. Obviously, there's a lot more to say on this inyan. And if you chazer the kuntres, the more you chazer, the more chacham you'll see.
Doesn't spill over. They can't draw a triangle. So there's only one.
Chayra, this is the site of triangle K. Chayra, what? It could be this is the site of triangle K and the CRC in Chicago also. Right. Why they make a triangle? I'm not sure. This needs further eon. We'll have to find out more details about that. Okay. In all seriousness, next Sunday is the dinner. We're not going to have a shiur. On the Sunday after that, we're going to start Hilchas Challah. If anybody wants.
After Purim.
Why? Is that going to be after Purim? Wait. The right. Sunday night after that.
It's right before Purim,
but we could still learn, no?
No, it's fine. No, I wasn't.
Monday night is Purim. Sunday night. Right, Purim.
I was trying to.
Yeah.
My bits.